This is Jeremy Beasley. You're listening to H10 Huntsman Tigers English News.
I don't really speak very good English, and I didn't even know that we were recording this show because Bees told us about it, and then the interpreter wasn't there in the locker room for me, so I didn't hear it. And then all of a sudden, I found out like later that he had been recording this opening to our show without me even knowing it. Can you believe that?
Too soon, man. Too soon.
I did not bet on baseball. I can promise you that. Hey, I'm T. Ray, the host of H10 Hanshin Tigers English News. And with me from Hawaii is Sanjay. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brother T. Ray. Always good to see you, man. And always good to talk about Hanshin Tigers.
You bet. Well, you know, as you could guess from my terrible opening to the show, I've had other things on my mind other than Hanshin Tigers in the past week. My goodness, what a story that is, Sanjay.
Oh, man, you and the whole world that is at least peripherally concerned with baseball or Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, nuts. I mean, we could do our whole show about that, but actually we're not going to because today is Tuesday, March the 26th. We're 3 days from opening day, my friend. Woo! We are defending the championship from March the 29th. And so, of course, on today's show, we are going to be doing the 8th annual predictions spectacular. And there's no money on the line. We're not betting on baseball here. Let's clear the air right here, right now. No gambling here. All right.
No gambling.
So, are you ready to give these folks their required defending championship juice?
Dopamine, bring it on.
It is time for the rumors and news.
Rumors and news. Rumors and news.
The first bit of news, I mean, we have to do this right off the top, is the loss of our dear symbolic Colonel Sanders. You probably read the news, Sanjay. The statue is just in terrible condition. It is very hard for KFC to maintain any semblance of shape or togetherness of this statue. And so they have performed. It was kind of unclear, right? It was like a ceremony, a cleansing ceremony, or a farewell ceremony, or something that they do for dolls. Is that right?
Uh-huh. I think
Can
that's
you fill in any blanks on that?
Not really, but you know, in general, I think dolls are burned.
So the Colonel is no longer, and this actually took place, I think, on March the 8th, and they only announced it like a week and a half or so later. And so I read some social media comments saying, hey, just send that thing to me. I'll take good care of it or something. Yeah, I'm sure everyone appreciates the sentiment, but it is gone. So
yep.
The second sentiment that came after that from a lot of people was, this better not start a second curse.
Now, that's a bit of a stretch. Come on.
Well, if he can curse us from the bottom of the Dotonbori, why can't he do it, you know, from the ashes? I don't know. Well, so that's a really important bit of news, I think, anyways, in team folklore, maybe not in actual team news. But let's talk a little bit just about actually an important guy for me, one of my favorite pitchers, Haruto Takahashi, who has undergone so many surgeries on his arm in the past few years. I worry that the man will ever be able to come back, but he threw two straight days, I believe bullpens, two straight days for the first time all year, and that was on March the 19th and 20th, totaling 106 pitches. So I guess he's taken this step by step. You know, every time that we report on him, if we do, it's going to be more progress, I hope, and no more regressions.
Yeah, not that it matters, but if he was going to go past 100, I wish he would have gone to 108 just because. Stitches.
Ah, clever. Yes, 108 stitches. All right. The rest of this really is just talking about how some of our players have done during the past couple of weeks of baseball, how things ended for us as far as the standings in the preseason. We finished last. I'm not sad.
Yay. It's okay.
Nope.
Don't matter.
It is. I mean, yes, it is okay. Yes, you're right. Totally okay. But some of the, I guess, standouts were Nakano went through an 0-34 slump.
But he ended on a strong note.
He did. And he, you know, yes, for those watching the video, if there is a video coming out. So he, I guess, is back to himself, I hope. Another hitter that found himself in more ways than one would be Ukyo, right? Maegawa hit six doubles during the preseason, leading all of NPB. And Okada says he is ready for usage, especially against right-handed pitchers.
Yep.
Okadome also definitely locked in for his first opening day top squad roster slot. He threw six games during the preseason, allowed zero runs. And they're saying he could be the seventh inning guy.
Yeah, and he looked good.
Yeah. You know, he was great on the farm last year. And then he came up to the top squad and he seemed to have troubles recording outs. Like he could get hitters to two strikes. And then it's almost like, I think the difference is that the farm hitters are a little bit easier to put away. And the top squad hitters find ways with two strikes against them to stay alive in counts. And he just couldn't put them away. Like he couldn't strike them out and he couldn't induce any kind of weak contact. It was like they were just fouling off pitch after pitch until he walked them. I saw that in a couple of games, but hopefully this year it's a different Okadome.
I hope so too.
Yes. Another guy that is going to be on the top squad apparently is young 19-year-old Mombets, right?
Mombets.
He'll be starting in the bullpen though. But as I've written in my notes here, it's a kind of a familiar story to us Hanshin Tigers fans from last year because a certain MVP, Rookie of the Year, did the same thing last year. Shoki Murakami, anyone? Started in the bullpen, threw, I think, in game two. He threw one inning, recorded a hold, and then found his way into the rotation and never looked back.
Yeah. In fact, they couldn't drag him off the mound when they wanted to because he was doing so well.
Yeah. And, you know, hello 1.75 ERA, hello 0.74 whip. Crazy year for him. And I'm not saying Mombets is going to repeat that, but sure would love to see it.
I wouldn't mind if it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the guys that are possibly going to be on the top squad on opening day. Now, I haven't written down any notes. I don't think you have either. So we're just going off the cuff here. But, we should mention this, though, that in our last preseason game, Oyama, Chikamoto, and Morishita were rested. Morishita came in as a pinch hitter, but Chikamoto and Oyama apparently dealing with some kind of physical, maybe just fatigue, but there is a little bit of worry about them.
Yeah, like they were not... Well, Okada chose to rest them all rather than play them on that in the last couple games.
Yeah. The good news that I just read in an interview with Chikamoto was he is very conscious of fan attendance and making sure that he is in every single game that he can possibly be in. What he said was there were a couple times last year where people came out to see him that he knew. And then because he had cracked his ribs being hit by a Takanashi fastball or Shuto, whatever. Anyways, well, yeah. He missed some games and people that came just to see him weren't able to see him. And then he said, the same is not only true for people I know, but for anyone that comes to the game, like it might be their one and only game of the year. They might really want to see me in the lineup. And so I want to make sure that I'm available to play every game I possibly can.
That's a good stance for a professional.
I like that. Yeah. Remembering who's paying your paycheck, right?
There you go. Who's the boss?
Yep. Okay. So, I'm assuming, though, I think Okada has said, you know, these two guys, Oyama and Chikamoto, will be ready on opening day. So that's not really an issue. I'm going to assume that they are going to be batting first and fourth, respectively, in center field and at first base. Second base will be Nakano, probably batting second, right? Third will be Sato, probably batting fifth. Who do you got at short, though? Because it seems like they've been splitting duties at short during this spring quite evenly. What do you think?
Yeah, but I can't see how you would not start Kinami on opening day based on his past body work.
Well, yeah, I would almost say that it was his position to lose. And if Obata didn't do anything overwhelmingly amazing, and he didn't, that he doesn't really deserve to take that spot from Kinami until something happens during the regular season. So yeah, I would assume Kinami at shortstop. Umino is getting ready to play on the top squad. We should actually mention that as well, that he was injured during the spring. He did play in a couple of preseason games, and he is going to be on the farm this week, or this week, meaning today, tomorrow, and Thursday, catching for our guys that are doing their final tune-ups before the season starts. So he should be on the top squad. But I think on opening day, man, I think they're going to go with Sakamoto with Murakami. What do you think?
Aoyagi. With Aoyagi, yeah. I agree. Sakamoto is probably going to be starting as much as anything else, because Umeno had been sidelined for a bit and is probably not as game ready as Seishiro is.
Right, exactly, yeah. So the question then is, who will we have on the flanks along with Chikamoto in center field? I'm going to assume if Morishita is ready to go that he'll be in right.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, probably.
And then in left, do you go with Ukyo or do you go with Noisy or some other fella? What do you think?
You know why I just hesitated is because Maegawa Ukyo looks so much better in right than he does in left.
Yes.
That if those were the choices you had available, if, you know, what one of the options that Okada has will be to play Morishita in left and Maegawa in right if Sheldon isn't starting.
Yeah, but I would probably assume because Morishita's been in right his whole career so far, and I don't know if he's been doing much practicing in left. And I know it's not that crucial. It's not like moving someone from one side of the infield to the other. It still is a bit of an adjustment that they may not be willing to do without the proper practice time being put in. That'd be my assumption.
True.
Yeah. So as for the bench, though, I'm interested in who they're going to have as their backups. I mean, I'm going to assume that Itohara and Haraguchi are the pinch hitters of choice.
That's probably fair.
Now, for pinch runners, though, we've got some options, right? And I don't think we're going to have all three up, but Ueda, Shimada, and Kumagai.
Yeah.
What's your take there? We'll probably keep two of the three, would be my guess.
So, if my impression is correct, I think we've seen more of Ueda and Shimada than Kumagai in the last few games.
You could be right. Yeah. I personally, especially as pinch runners, I like Ueda and Kumagai a little bit better than I like Shimada. But I don't know, as long as they run, you know, just find that inner Forrest Gump and go.
And we're waiting for Kane to come on up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he would be the cherry on top of the whipped cream of the sundae. It'd be amazing. So what about then? So guys like Onodera, does he belong on the top squad on opening day or not?
I mean, if you look at what he did last year, then he deserves a spot in the top squad.
Yeah, except that he hasn't done great this spring, and I might be the only one that doesn't put a ton of weight into what he did last year. It was only like 74 plate appearances or something like that. And yeah, a 340 during that 74 is outstanding. But like I was saying to my buddy Tomoro from Tigers Cast, I was like, you know what? In 2017, Shunsuke batted 307 with about the same amount of plate appearances. And I sure as heck didn't believe in Shunsuke even after that. Sorry to say.
And where is he now? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Dan still has something to prove. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be on the top squad, but I'm just not as high on him as maybe some others are. What about Mieses?
He's sort of the very volatile X factor. Like in here, he could really make a big difference, or he could really be a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do with that high volatility option?
Yeah. For myself personally, I would probably start him on the farm simply because he hasn't really shown growth at the plate that much. And it's not to say we don't need, you know, his jovial spirit up on the top squad ever, but I would say at the start of the year, maybe it's not so crucial. Like, perhaps, and I'm just drawing out a scenario that I don't want to see happen anyways, but let's say the team gets off to a bit of a slow start. after say 15, 20 games, you're like, you know what? We need to bring these guys' spirits up. And it's not that Miechan's the only one that can do it, but he could be the one to make that difference, especially if he's got that time on the farm, starts raking down there, comes up not only with a positive attitude, but also with a hot bat.
Yeah. He could be a little spark plug or a big spark plug, I should say.
Yeah. Nothing little about that, man. Let me say that.
Yeah.
All right. As for pitchers, obviously, I think our rotation is more or less set, right? So it's going to be Aoyagi opening. And then game two, it looks like it's Ohtake, and game three is Saiki, based on how they've been rotating guys during the spring so far, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be Murakami, followed by that other guy, Ito, Masa, right? Masashi.
Yeah,
and then Masashi. It looks like Yuki Nishi. Looks like those are the six we're starting with.
Yep.
Yeah. And then what about sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say, with a little bit of flexibility to throw someone else in if someone's not well.
Right, right. I would say Monbetsu, and then maybe like a Kirishiki or an Oyokawa could be guys that get called on for those spot starts or emergency starts or replacing someone in the rotation. And there's always like Junya Nishi as well, who could get that shot. We'll see. Mm-hmm. How about the bullpen? Obviously, we got Javi and Suguru, right? The Zach Attack as our back two guys. Possible closer by committee. And then, as you said, Okadome. Who else you got in the bullpen?
Who else? Wait, isn't that enough?
What else do we need? Well, here's the thing. Like, Ishii struggled in the spring in these recent games.
Not look good.
And Shimamoto as well did not look great, right? But Urushihara, who we got from the Buffaloes in the active players draft, has looked all right. Kirishiki, I think, is always just a stud, as far as I'm concerned. Who else? Where else do we go?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I happened to watch when Ishii was pitching the other day, like two nights ago maybe, and he was looking lost.
Oh,
and so he needs to find himself. Probably same is true of Oyokawa, I think.
Oyokawa is very up and down still, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have options, but they probably don't need to be thrown into the fire just at this point.
Yeah, but you know what? Our bullpen has actually been lit up pretty bad throughout the spring, and it gives me a little bit of concern. I'm not sure. Like, guys like Iwasada even didn't look that sharp, so we'll see how his spot is looking come opening day. Well, anyways, we could burn a ton of time just talking about our pitching staff, and we don't really want to do that. Let's get into kind of the meat and the potatoes of the show. Before we do that, though, we got to thank all of our fine folks at Patreon, our patrons. You can join them at patreon.com/thehanshintigers. So we want to thank the following people for making us the podcast that we are. Chris Hood, Carlo McDonald, Michael Lim, Peter, Philip Cox, Blaine, Jay Wassner, Christian Jin, Janne Rasanen, Blair Einerson, Conrad, Jamie Owens, Joe, Daniel Mariano, Ian Hadel, Mario, Thomas, William Schofield, Sean Gray, Zorny, Stephen Green, and Rick Silvers. Thank you all, Patreon.
Thank you, patrons.
I thank the website instead of the people. Thanks, patrons. Right, we got a bit of recapping to do for you, but we're not going to let this corner drag on whatsoever. We have got 7 games to recap and a record of 2-4-1 during that stretch. Nothing to write home about. A Friday and a half ago, a week and a half ago on Friday, the 15th, in Vantoline Dome, Aoyagi threw 6 shutout innings. The Tiger hitters did nothing to support him or the bullpen. So the good news is our bullpen was excellent as well. 0-0 tie. Next day, we lost 4-3 against the Dragons at their cavern. Ohtake went 5 innings and allowed 2 runs. We got a couple days off, and then we went across the nation to Fukuoka to their dome, and it was looking like huge disaster. Murakami, that's the 1.75 ERA Murakami, gave up 8 runs in 5 innings. Career worst for him. The team was down 7-2 at one point, But thanks in part to Teru and Morita home runs, the team came back and won this game 10-9. Wish I could have watched it.
Woohoo!
Pretty cool. Next day, we got put in our place. It was a 4-0 loss. None of our pitchers did anything good except for Javi, who threw an inning and struck out two and gave up zero runs. I think each of our other pitchers, and there were only like two others, maybe, or three, they gave up runs. So not much to write home about on that one. The couple days later, we start our final three-game set against the Buffaloes at Kyocera Dome. Got shut out again, so two straight games with no runs. I think we fired all our bullets against the Hawks in that 10-9 win. Lost 3-0 with Aoyagi going four innings, allowing two runs, and the senior Nishi going four innings and allowing one run.
I think though Okada was reasonably happy with the outings of the two guys on the mound. Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah. And again, I don't put a lot of weight into the fact that we didn't produce any runs, simply because I think that like the hitters are kind of left to their own devices in the sense that, you know, once the season starts and we need that one run to win a game, Okada is going to piece it together in some way, hit and run or advance the runner or whatever. But during this time, I don't think anyone was really given any of those signs.
No, he said he gave no signals until the last like game or so.
Right. Yeah. So no worries there. We did win the next day against those same Buffaloes. Otake went five innings, pitched, allowed one run. Monbetsu went two innings and allowed one run. And then Iwazaki and Javi had the other two innings. And Sato with another home run in this one. So in games that the Tigers scored runs, that's home runs in two straight for him.
Terry bomb.
Yes. Loving the Terry bombs. And then the last game, which was just 2 days ago, it was also at Kyocera Dome against the Buffaloes, lost 5-2. We were winning 2-1. It was looking good until the last three innings. Shimamoto coughed up two runs, and then Ishii the next inning coughed up two runs. So the seventh and eighth innings, they got taken to town. And as we said earlier, no Chikamoto, no Morishita, and no Oyama in this game. So we end on a losing note. If we had won that game, we would have ended the preseason in 11th instead of 12th. Whatever.
Nah.
Shake it off, boys. All right. Let's jump into the hot topic.
Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hot topics. Hot topics.
You know, this might be my favorite episode of the year to produce because it allows me to listen to others' voices almost as much as I get to speak myself. Because it's the 8th annual Central League Standings Prediction Spectacular. Thank you all for your submissions, for making this a fun contest that we do year in and year out. And as I've done in the last 2 years, Sanjay, someone is guaranteed to win the prize. So you don't have to run the board. It's whoever comes closest based on the point system that I detailed on the website. We got 9 audio submissions, 2 text submissions, which we won't be reading on the show, but they are still entered in the contest. Plus, we've got myself and you. So 13 contestants, right? Nobody's put any money in. There's no money going out. Nothing illegal happening here. I don't know. What would this be considered? Is it legal in Nishinomiya? Check with the mayor. We're okay. Well, anyhow, as I said, we got 9 people entering this. So we're going to listen to their predictions one by one, Sanjay, and we're going to make some comments after we hear from each person. So up first is one of our faithful patrons, actually, someone that has been part of the H10 family for a good amount of time now. He was the very first one to submit, like very soon after I announced the contest. So we appreciate Ian, and we are going to give his predictions a listen here.
Greetings, y'all, from Texas. This is Ian. Hello, Hanshin Tigers English News and Hanshin Tigers fans across the world. I have for you today my 2024 Central League prediction standings. Starting off at the bottom, we have the Chunichi Dragons in last place. In fifth, we have the DeNA BayStars. With the loss of Trevor Bauer this year, they will drop down closer to the bottom. Above DeNA, we'll have the Hiroshima Carp in the middle. Above Hiroshima in third, we will have the Yakult Swallows, who will improve from last year, and with Murakami having a better season. The Yomiuri Giants will be in second place. And of course, in number one place, we will have our reigning Japan Series champions, the Hanshin Tigers. And for the tiebreaker, Sato and Oyama will together hit 51 home runs. Hanshin Tigers, kotoshi mo ganbatte kudasai. Yushou mou ikai onegai shimasu. Okada Kantaku, are are arenpa onegai shimasu.
Thanks, Ian. And we love the little Roko Roshi in the background as you recorded that. Awesome. What did you think, Sanjay?
I noticed the Roko Roshi as well. He did that last year too, didn't he?
And he sure did.
Yeah. And, I'm loving the shout outs that he gave in Japanese too. And he's the man.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that he mentioned the loss of Bauer for the Bay Stars, but not the loss of Imanaga or Escobar. Yeah,
that was just a shout out. That was a nod to the other Trevor,
I suppose, whoever that might be. And also he mentioned an improvement for the Yakult Swallows, which I don't know, we shall see, I suppose. I mean, this is always hard to predict. That's why we all like to make these predictions. Okay, let's listen to Mr. Scott, who is part of Chunichi Soul. Did the Dragons preview for us on the previous show, and he came in with these predictions.
Hello, H10. This is Scott, Dragon Soul, reporting from Australia. Here's my Central League predictions for 2024 and what a mess this is looking like. Number six, I've got my Chunichi Dragons. There are just too many question marks over this team. The pitching will be great as it usually is, but the hitting is just so bad and it doesn't look like it's going to get better very quickly. Number five, got the Yokohama DeNA Bay Stars. They were a solid team last year, but they've lost 270 innings between Bauer and Imanaga this offseason, and that's going to hurt them a lot. Ryuki Watarai will at least be fun to watch, and there's a lot of good pieces in that lineup, but I don't think they're going to make it up without those innings. Number four, I've got the Hiroshima Carp. Under Takahiro Arai, I think they have a good chance to keep progressing. There's a good young core, good starting pitching, and I think they have the biggest chance to finish in the top, anywhere between two and six, really. Number three, I've got the Yomiuri Giants. If you believe in the hype of Akihiro and Kadoaki and adding to the veterans that are already there in Sakamoto and Okamoto, I think there's a really good lineup in the building there. The starting pitching still has question marks, but I think the addition of Yuhi Nishidate, and I think there's another one of their draftees that they rate quite highly, that's going to help them a lot this season. Number two, I've got the Yakult Swallows. This could be another yo-yo year for the Swallows. They were junk last year, but they could well come back again this year. They are fairly recent Japan Series champions, so I reckon they'll be back soon enough. Yamada and Murakami are still there. Yasutaka Shiomi is there. This is still a good team. And as long as they get back into the swing of teams, they'll be in the top three again. Hanshin Tigers, I got as my number one. It's about the only team you can really count on. There's good solid pieces across the team. And I think, if they can at least get to some sort of, as long as the production stays, relatively average, that should be good. Tiebreak, Yusuke Oyama and Teriyaki Sato will combine for 52 home runs this season. And that's my prediction this year.
Awesome. The CL is going to be a mess, he says. Thanks, Scott.
Scott, we mentioned this last time when he gave the prediction of the team or the preview of the team. It's like he's a Chunichi Dragons fan and he's picking them six. So be the realist, my man.
Yeah, no joke. I also thought it was interesting. He said that the Carp have a chance to progress or continue to progress, and yet he's picking them to go from second to fourth.
I noticed that, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, like sometimes to make progress, you do have to take those steps back. And just because they're progressing doesn't mean that they're going to get higher, because other teams might progress more, or, they might have had uncharacteristic seasons last year, which I think is what he was saying about the Swallows and the Giants. So.
Right. Fair point.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got another one of our contributors from last time's show for our third set of predictions. That's right. Yaku Cosmopolitan. So here we go with his predictions.
Hello, Hanshin Tigers English news listeners. This is Yuri, aka Yaku Cosmopolitan, and here are my 2024 Central League predictions. Starting in last place, I got the Chunichi Dragons. They have some young, talented players, but I just don't trust their management to get the most out of them. In fifth place, I got the Hiroshima Carp. I think they overperformed last year, and they just lost Roman Nishikawa, so they're lacking some star power. In fourth, I got the DeNA BayStars. If Tyler Austin stays healthy and Ryuki Watarai breaks out, they can definitely do some damage, but I'm worried about the pitching depth without Imanaga and Bauer. Coming in third, I got the Yakult Swallows. Yes, they're very shallow in the pitching department, but they won the pennant in 2021 and 2022 thanks to their offense. If Yasutaka Shiomi and Tetsuro Yamada are healthy again this season, they're going to outslug a lot of teams. For second place, I got the Hanshin Tigers. The pitching is absolutely elite, and the hitting isn't bad either, but I do think they're going to have a bit of regression across the board after almost everything went right for them in 2023. Which means my pennant winner is the Yomiuri Giants. They have a stacked lineup, very solid rotation, and I think they did just enough to address their bullpen depth over the offseason, so it's going to be really tight, but I feel like this is the Giants' year. And for my tiebreaker, I'm going to say Sato and Oyama combined for 53 home runs. That does it. Thank you very much.
What? Somebody not picking the Tigers for first place?
Yeah, really. What's up with you, Yaku Cosmo?
Can we scratch this one from the show? Because I don't like this. I'm kidding. Thanks, Cosmo. We appreciate it. Another person not high on the carp at all, hey?
Yeah, really. Fifth place.
Yeah. Interesting. We'll see how they do. So as you all know, Sanjay and I are going to be giving our predictions last. And so you're not going to hear what we have to say. We're just kind of giving these little hints as we comment on other people's predictions. Well, next, here is Christian from Graveyard Ball, the Lions.
Hello, everyone. Christian Jin here, coming to you from Kansas, here at Graveyard Baseball, covering all things Cebu Lions in Pacific League in English. So for the Central League predictions, I have the Chunichi Dragons in last. I do not trust their personnel. I think they're very flawed, especially in the front office with how the roster is structured. In fifth place, I have the Hiroshima Carp. I think the Carp lost a lot of personnel, even though they overachieved last year and I said that was going to happen. This year, I think it's going to be a down year because of the losses on the roster beyond Nishikawa. They should have kept more of their foreigners. In fourth place, I have the Bay Stars, who are also in a similar boat. I think they lost a lot more personnel beyond Imanaga. I don't think it's going to be a good offensive year. They just have a couple individuals like Maki and Miyazaki, but I do not trust their depth to compete for this season. In third place, I have the Yomiuri Giants, who are flawed, but I think that they're mediocre enough and can get over the hump with the right leadership. And with the help of Abe, I think the change in leadership is going to be a good thing for them compared to the last couple of years, just to get over the hump into A-class. In second place, I have the Yakult Swallows, who I think will have a strong rebound season from last year. I like the odds that everything can go right, or at least more can go right than last year's disaster of injuries, so I think the talent is still there. They should be competitive. But in first, I have the Hanshin Tigers, because I like that they're a young roster, I like that they're hungry, and a lot of these guys haven't even hit their prime yet. So it's amazing to think what they can do and what potential can still happen under Okada and in this current regime we're in. So I like the odds that the Tigers will have another strong year. They just have to avoid a hangover, which any championship team will do. As for the tiebreaker, I have Oyama and Sato combining for 59 home runs. Thanks, sir. Again, go Lions and enjoy your baseball.
59 home runs. I think that's the high so far, is it not, for the tiebreakers?
Yes, it is so far.
So, thoughts here?
Well, I like that he has the Hanshin Tigers at number one. And it's interesting that so far everybody has the Chunichi Dragons in last place.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I think that's going to continue actually with our next contributor, and that would be Dan. So let's give a listen to his predictions for the CL standings.
Hey, T-Ray, fellow Canadian here, Dan from Calgary. And here's my rankings. I've got the Dragons at sixth place, Swallows at fifth place, the Carp at fourth, although I think it's a toss-up between them and the Bay Stars, but I'll go with Carp at four, Bay Stars at three, Giants as runners-up, and Tigers as the champs. Now, for the tiebreaker, the combined hit hitting home runs. I'm going with 44 home runs. All right. Well, thank you very much for the contest, and I look forward to seeing more content from Henshin Tigers English News.
Thanks, Dan. I think that is your first time contributing to the contest, and so we will see. But a fellow Canadian out of Calgary, I like that.
There you go. And it was nice and crisp, too. Short, concise, brief, indeed, and to the point. Indeed.
Yep. So, well, let's move on, shall we? We're commenting a little bit less and less simply because a lot of the reasoning just keeps coming around, eh? Like with the Dragons, it seems to be the same story of not trusting management and so on and so forth. So let's go to our next contributor, and that would be Chris Hood, who was a guest on our show maybe a couple months ago, I think during the off season. So let's hear what he had to say.
Hi, I'm Christopher Hood, a former guest on H10 on one of the podcast episodes, and here are my predictions for the Central League in 2024. In last place, I'm going for the Chunichi Dragons, main reason being my son supports them, so need to have a bit of family rivalry. In fifth place, Yakult Swallows. I just don't see they have the depth this season to make a real challenge, but you never know. Fourth place, Yokohama. Again, I worry about their depth from their perspective. I don't worry from our perspective. And they could do better, but I think this year they're going to see a slight slip back. Third, Hiroshima Carp. They could do better. They could be a real challenger, but I'm not sure it's going to be their year this year. In second place, it pains me to say, I've got the Yomiuri Giants. I think they're going to have one of their best seasons for a long time. But happily, it's still not going to be good enough. I see Henshin Tigers getting the Arempa and winning the title yet again and going on to win the Japan Series for 2 years on the trot. In terms of the tiebreaker, the home runs for Yusuke Oyama and Teruaki Sato, I see them getting 22 and 27 respectively for a total of 49. Thanks very much. Let's go, Tigers. And if you want to find me on social media, it's Linktree /HoodCP. But if you're just using Twitter, then it's HoodCP is the easiest one to find me on.
So actually, I link all of the Twitter accounts or X accounts that I know of for our entrants. And so, yeah, you'll be able to easily, if you go to the homepage where I host this podcast and you look at the chart of everybody's predictions, you'll be able to click on any person's name that has an X account that I know of, and you'll be able to connect with them in that way. So thank you, Chris, for your predictions. He had a different reason for picking the Dragons in last, which is maybe not based too much on science, but what do you think about the whole picture with Chris?
Well, first of all, I like the family rivalry. And I like that he picked the Henshin Tigers first. I'm a little bit surprised that he only picked 49 home runs between the two of those guys, but you know, it's okay. I like Chris a lot. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
We definitely appreciate it. And so we're going to move on to another actually former guest who was on the show. This is several years back now, but we're talking to Gabe Lerman. So let's hear what he has to say.
Hello, Pacific League. Wait, sorry. Wrong show. Hi, folks. Gabe Lerman here, one voice of the Pacific League English YouTube channel, and I'm happy to be contributing again to H10's Central League Prediction Contest. Here's what I've got from bottom to top. In sixth place, the Chunichi Dragons. I've seen no reason to move them above the basement yet. They've got to change something in either the culture, the management staff, or, you know, finding foreign talent. Fifth place, the DeNA BayStars. I just get the sense that last year was closer to what their true talent level is versus years prior. With Trevor Bauer not around anymore, I don't see them really figuring out how to get past the other teams that have added as opposed to subtracted. In fourth, the Swallows. I think Yakult's going to make a run for it. You have to with Murakami and Yamada. I just don't see where the pitching talent is, especially if Okugawa is still struggling and if Ryan Ogawa is not back up to full speed. When Cy Snead is your opening day starter, I have question marks. In third place, the Hiroshima Carp. I think the surprise factor is real. I am expecting their young core to still surprise. I'm hoping Masato Morishita can bounce back and Ryoji Kuribayashi is able to keep up his form in the bullpen. In second, the Giants, they spend way too much money to be out of the postseason again. You have to count on bounce back seasons from Okamoto, Sakamoto, and now that they don't have Adam Walker patrolling the outfield, maybe some decent defense out there. So yeah, Tigers in first place. I've been fooled by them before. I'm not going to be fooled this time. They have no reason to lose that top spot. In terms of the tiebreaker, I'm calling appropriately 55 home runs for Sato and Oyama combined. Take care, everyone. See you at the Diamond.
Thanks, Gabe. So as you heard, he is the voice, one of the voices of the English Pacific League official YouTube channel. Pretty cool stuff. I don't know. I feel like maybe he didn't watch the Giants that much last year, and neither did I, truth be told. But what is a bounce back season from Okamoto, who I think hit 41 home runs, and Sakamoto had a great season as well after his, well, he started terribly, but he was very good down the stretch. And then also Walker didn't play the outfield much at all last year either. So I think he kind of missed the mark on that, although I do appreciate his attempts. Yeah. What do you think? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not arguing with his first pick of the Hanshin Tigers, so it's all good.
We should mention, yeah, he is a Tigers fan, you know, as far as the Central League goes. So, yeah, no, we appreciate it. I didn't mean to pick on Gabe there. Just wanted to point out a few facts just in case people were taking all of that at face value. And so, yeah, you can let me have it in some direct message taunting if you want, Gabe, or even do it in public. That's all good. Okay, so our next to last entrant is another contributor from last time's show, and that would be Lucas. So let's have a listen to what he has to say about the CL.
Hi everyone, my name is Lucas Borja, a Portuguese NPB content creator that posts mostly on X at Lucas Borja NPB. Today I'm here to do the H10 Central League Prediction Challenge from the bottom to the top. Starting off in last is, unsurprisingly, the Dragons, who, despite not having a horrible roster, are ran by a dinosaur and not one of the cute cartoon ones. In fifth, I have the Bay Stars, mostly due to losing Imanaga and Bauer. The rotation is going to have some problems. In fourth, I have the Swallows, who inarguably have by far the worst pitching in the CL, despite a potent lineup led by Munetaka Murakami. In third, I have the Carp, who are just well-rounded enough to be a wildcard team once again. In second, I have the Tigers. I know this is a Tigers podcast, but though the Tigers have a stacked roster, I can't pick them to edge out the Giants. That's right. This might be a bummer for most of you, but I believe the Kyojin will win out in a close race for the pennant this year. Their lineup is nuts, and the pitching is better than people think. Thanks, guys, and let's have a great 2024 season.
Boo! You know, and not booing Lucas, I fully appreciate him entering the contest. The fact that he said it's going to be a close race, and the fact that we know historically the Tigers have lost out to the Giants in close races too many times, we got to flip that script. If it's going to be a close race, it better be the Tigers over the Giants. Anyways, what are your thoughts?
I think he was going for the going out on the limb vote because he didn't even bother to submit a tiebreaker, thinking he was the only one calling for the Giants. I don't know. It's okay.
He he did it in writing. He said 46 home runs.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's also low.
It is.
Fine.
But yeah.
Go with your soul. We're good.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I mean, like, it kind of wouldn't be a fun show if everybody picked the Tigers in first. And, you know, in the past, we've had probably about 2/3 because a lot of people were realistically saying, yeah, well, I want to pick the Tigers, but I don't believe in them. But this year, everyone believes in the Tigers except for Cosmo and Lucas. Possibly our next one, Zorny. Let's give him a listen and see what he has to say about the Central League standings.
Hey, everyone. It's your boy, Zorny, here once again. It's been a while. How are you guys doing? Is everyone excited for this new season? I'm excited. So let's check my predictions. From last to first, last, I'm going to start with Chunichi. Terrible management. That's an upset. Second to last, it's going to be Yokohama. Not enough pieces to me. It's going to be a bridge year. Fourth place is going to be the Swallows. I know, like, they never get to finish. And in fourth place, T-Ray mentioned that in another show, but I think this might be the year. They're not going to make the playoffs. Third has to be the Carp. Still kind of okay, kind of a good team, but not enough to finish second, so I'm going to take. But enough to make the playoffs. Second is the Giants. I think like this year is going to be like they're going to push really hard. New manager. Abe, we all know Abe, great character, a great addition to the bench. And first place, it has to be the Hanshin Tigers. It has to be the Hanshin Tigers. Not a very promising preseason, but it's preseason, so it doesn't really count, does it? So let's see how the team goes, but I'm excited. And for the tiebreaker, I'm gonna say 58 combined homers for Oyama and Teru. So yeah, I think it's gonna be Oyama with 30 homers and Teru with 28. So yeah, there you go. That's my tiebreaker. Okay. Hope you good luck to everyone and go tie.
He cut off his recording just a bit, so it just said go tie, but that's okay. Interestingly, that would represent, though, his 58 home run prediction would represent career highs for both guys, because Oyama's up to now is 28 and Teru's is 24, and he's saying 30 and 28. So I like that.
And it's always good to hear Zorni's voice.
Of course. Yeah, as you all know, Zorni has been the graphic designer for H10 since pretty much its inception, and we will have a new slogan unveiling coming up this week as well. And also this year, we will be doing the scorecards as we did in the past. So anytime you miss out on a game and you just want to see the box scores in English, it'll be on H10 for you. And that template, that design will be, of course, thanks to our boy, Zorni. So, Sanjay, my question for you straight up is, did anybody's bracket or predictions match yours perfectly? Yes or no?
If you include the tiebreaker, no. But if you don't include the tiebreaker, then yes.
Ooh, interesting. So I've already, if you can look at the screen that I'm sharing with you, Sanjay, and other people can't see, but I've already penciled in that you've got the Tigers in first. I'm probably right about that. But now I'm curious I'm curious as to what you have for the rest of your predictions. So why don't we hear it? And you can do just what everyone else did. You're not capped at 2 minutes. If you want to go on a bit longer, or if you just want to refer to what other people said, go for it. But let's hear it.
Well, you know what? So far, without knowing what you're predicting, I'm going to say the Chunichi Dragons are running the table for last place, because I called them at last as well. I'm sorry. I like the Lucas's comment. They got a dinosaur as a manager. I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah, not a cute one. Yeah. So, and in fifth place, I actually am, again, one of the few people, one of two, three people, I guess, calling for Yakult Swallows to be in fifth. I don't think they have the horses. In fourth place, I'm going with the DeNA BayStars. They lost Imanaga, they lost the Bauer dude. Even if he comes back, if he does, it's not going to matter enough to push him higher. Third place, my man, Mr. Takahiro Arai, Hiroshima Carp, and T-Ray actually printed that in the slot before I even said it, because he moves. And second place, Yomiuri Giants, because they have Kyle Keller and Baba, and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. But sorry, no new manager is going to take the Central League. In fact, a small anecdote, I was with a client that I met from overseas, a Japanese client who arrived in Hawaii today, and he said, "Abe, no." So that influenced my decision. No, it didn't. That's it. Oh, tiebreaker.
Because you need
I'm
it.
Going with 6-0, 60 for the combination.
You the man. Interesting. So you're in the same, you've got the same picks as Chris Hood.
As Chris Hood. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, we appreciate that. And that is interesting what you said about the Giants bullpen and stuff. Also interesting that like your friend was saying Abe, no. And didn't you feel like Zorni was almost like plugging Abe more than he plugged the Tigers? He was like, we all know Abe and he's got, you know, good ideas and he's a great addition to the bench. Like, whose side are you on, boy?
We'll have to have a side word with Zorni.
Yes. Yes. Fix your attitude, young man. All right. Okay. Well, I guess it's time for me to unleash my picks. And actually, I changed them last minute because mine were the same as Zorni's. That's not the only reason. I did kind of feel like maybe things weren't going to pan out this way. And I felt like, you know what? We need to give the Dragons at least one person. I know I got burned by them last year. I get burned by them every year, but I am not picking them in last. In last place, I have got the Yakult Swallows. Yes. I think they continue to tumble. They're the team that has the potential to burn me in this contest and make me lose it because they could finish as high as second. They could finish as low as sixth, but I have them in sixth. They are unhealthy. They have a terrible rotation. As Gabe said, Cy Snead is their opening day starter, right? You got Ogawa, who's, I think, 34 years old now. You got Keiji Takahashi, who's still trying to find himself after getting married to the AKB star. You got Okugawa, who's still hurt. Did I mention 44-year-old Ishikawa? And then after that, it's kind of question marks. I think actually their third-day starter is like a new foreigner that I don't think even performed that well in the preseason. So, and I just think like they just have this, there's something about this team that they don't know how to stay healthy. And then they pick up pieces, like they picked up Haruki Nishikawa, but what's he going to do for them? I don't know if he's just the new Aoki or what, but the old Aoki is on his way down too. So, I don't know. I'm picking them in sixth, and I've got the Dragons in fifth. I still don't trust them. They did pick up some good pieces, but I don't think they picked them up in the right places. But something tells me, like Hosokawa was pretty good last year. Ishikawa is being chosen as kind of a breakout candidate for them. So they, and then they've got Sho Nakata who might, you know, provide them some pop as well. They might actually be able to produce more runs, and that's really their big issue. If they can do that, they're fine. Their defense is not terrible. It's not great. Their pitching is outstanding, although a little bit, some of the guys are aging, but they do have some pieces that could replace them. So I've got them in fifth. Anyways, not a big jump from last year. I've basically swapped out those last two teams. Then in fourth, again, I'm kind of on the fence here. I'm not really sure, but I am going to put the Hiroshima Carp. And I'm doing this a last minute change actually as well. I don't think they're very good. They do have some young players that could come up, like Suikane might come up, Tamura might come up and perform as far as the outfield goes. But they just don't really have those pieces that make you scared. They've got a lot of these little like flea flicker guys, right? Like Noma, Kikuchi, Uemoto, all these little guys that, you know, they're not outstanding. They might have a couple of good games against you all year. You got Shogo Akiyama turning 36. And then Morishita actually just pulled out of his first start this coming season with elbow issues. And Sanjay, most guys that have elbow issues don't miss one start. It's like 5 or 6 or 10 or a whole season. Well, imagine their rotation without Morishita in it. That's not a great rotation anymore. So I've got them in fourth. I'm in third. I'm bucking everybody else's trend and idea and saying the Bay Stars are actually going to stay in the same spot they were in last year, although I don't think they're going to be a great team. They did lose two big name starters. They did lose one middle reliever in Escobar, but something tells me, and we talked about this last time, man, where I think anyways, where the Carp lost Maeda and I was like, they're done. And then they end up doing awesome. And something tells me that the Bay Stars, like they still have some pretty good pieces. Their starters are not amazing, but they do have like, they have Onuki, they have Azuma, they have Hamaguchi's okay, I suppose. And they've got a couple of other guys that could surprise us. Kozono, their first round pick from a couple of years back, might come out and start performing well as well. So you just never know. Again, I don't think they're a strong third place. I don't even think, like, I could have predicted them in sixth and it wouldn't have surprised anyone either, but I'm putting them in third simply because of so many doubts I have for other teams. The Giants in second.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, there is the thing about addition by subtraction too. So when you take away some people, the rest of the team actually performs better.
Yeah. I mean, so let's talk about that for a second too. Like the subtraction of Bauer. Why does no MLB team want to add him? Well, there's a reason. And I'm not saying he was a bad fit in Yokohama, but maybe he was. And it's not because he's a jerk or because he did, you know, A, B, and C to any women, but rather because he was the one that said, I'm going to pitch on 4 days rest and I want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I want this and I want this and I want this. And it really kind of threw off the whole rotation.
True.
So I don't know. So I see his departure as a bit of a loss, but maybe not as big of a loss as others might. Okay, so let's move on. Of course, I've got the Giants in second, the Tigers in first. Let me explain a little bit of why, but I think most people have already gone over this. The lineup is fierce. They've got decent starters, and they actually, like, people say, oh, their rotation is full of holes or whatever, but I mean, they do have young guys like Yamasaki and Akahoshi that made some good strides last season. And then on top of that, Rei Takahashi was acquired by the from the Hawks. And then they've got Togo as their ace and Sugano as, you know, he may have one last hurrah in him. And I'm not trying to root for them or make them sound better than they are. I'm just trying to make them sound not as bad as people might think. Their bullpen got bolstered. As somebody mentioned, their first round pick was Nishidate, and he's supposed to be a really good player, pitcher. He's going to be starting the season in the bullpen, but if he or Taisei ends up being able to lock down the ninth inning for them, they could be a pretty dangerous team. Tough to come back against. But, of course, the Tigers are in first place. That was never a doubt in anyone's mind as they listened to this. They're still just as good as they were last year. And as I forget who mentioned it, somebody towards the end there said, or maybe it was Christian said, they're a young roster, right? And we've said this before in previous episodes.
Yep.
You know, they're still reaching that peak. They're not past their primes by any means.
They haven't even hit the prime.
No. And I don't see a lot of these guys regressing. Like, you know, a few of the doubters like Lucas and Cosmo and, you know, again, I'm not knocking them, but they said, well, everything went right for the Tigers last year. And I would say, well, not really, not necessarily. And I still don't think anyone had like an outstanding breakout season other than like the Murakami Otake. But we have so many pitchers to cover them if they aren't able to match their numbers from this past year anyways.
Hear, hear.
So the Arempa is incoming. And for my tiebreaker, not that I need it because nobody picked the Dragons in fifth but me, I'm going to say Sato with 28 home runs, Oyama with 23 home runs for a total of 51. So those are my picks. What do you think, Sanjay?
You're underestimating the home run totals, dude.
Well, if that's the only thing I get wrong, I'm okay. I'm totally okay with that. So we shall see. As you could tell from the original contest rules, there's a point system based on how the predictions go. If you nail it, you get a +2. And for every spot that you are off in your predictions, you get a -1. So if you predict 3 teams right, that's 6 points. And then if you miss the others by 2 slots each, then that's -6 points. And then you would end up with a 0. But yeah, so the top score, I think last year was I want to say he got 4 right. So it was 8. And then, yeah, I think he ended up with like a plus. I forget. Doesn't matter. The point is somebody's going to get the grand prize.
Which is?
That's to be announced because, you know, I may pick up some amazing sweet something this season and just want to send it off to that person. So I can't really say. There was a picture on the site of a very cool, Nipponichi towel, which I picked up at the Okinawa camp. And that could be the prize, but I'm not going to promise it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Maybe something cool.
Yes, for sure. Well, we did all these predictions, but now it's time to actually get down to some detailed predictions. So let's hit the theme music.
What's going to happen? What's the record going to be? What's going to happen? What's the record going to be? What's going to happen? What's the record going to be? What's going to happen? What's the record going to be?
See the future? Yes, they can. Check it out. H10 H10 prediction. See the future? Yes, they can. Check it out. H10 prediction.
We've talked enough this spring about games coming up. Well, now let's talk about these games that are right on the horizon and try to predict how they're going to go down. As some of you know, the season starts this Friday in Tokyo at the Dome, the Big Egg. It is the Tigers against Giants for the big showdown, and Aoyagi will be in that throwdown against Togo, their ace. And then in game two, it looks like it's going to be Otake against Griffin. And then on Sunday, it'll be Saiki against Rei Takahashi. Then we get a day off and we do our home opener, but it's going to be at Kyocera Dome against the Bay Stars. And I have no idea what they're doing for their pitching rotation for the back half of the rotation. So maybe I need to backtrack on picking them in third. But anyways, it's going to be Murakami against maybe Ishida. Ito, that's Masashi, against maybe Hamaguchi. And then Yuki Nishi against maybe Yuito Mori, whom they picked up from the SoftBank Hawks. And then before we record the next show, there'll probably be one more weekend of games. So it'll be the Tigers at Jingu Stadium against the Swallows. Aoyagi against probably Sneed, Otake against probably Yoshimura, and then Saiki against, I don't know who, but maybe Yahure, who is their pitcher this past Sunday. So in these nine games, six of which are in under the domes, how do you think the Tigers are going to fare? What's their record going to be the next time that we talk?
So if you ask me, I am going to temper my enthusiasm by a lot and say we're going to go 2-1, 2-1, 1-2 for a 5-4 record in the first nine games.
You're killing me. You're killing me because you're matching me exactly. I don't think it's necessarily going to be 2-1, 2-1, 1-2. I think it might be 1-2, 2-1, 2-1. But yeah. That's what I think is going to happen as well. I think that we'll be just 5-4. You know, we've been a little bit cold so far this spring, and I don't know if we all of a sudden flip the switch and go on a tear here. Prove me wrong, Hanshin Tigers, or prove us wrong, I should say.
Yeah, really. I would love to eat humble pie at 9-0.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, I hope that you have enjoyed this awesome, fun episode of H10 Hanshin Tigers English News. We enjoyed having all of the guests submit their predictions. As I said, this chart is going to be on the website for you to refer to. And at the end of the season, mark my words, I will be reporting back to one person about them being the predictor of all predictors. Thank you all for your participation again. If you want to catch more H10 stuff, I'm out there in all the places I've always been at. So you can check that. You can find all that information at the website /about. You can see all the socials there. Or you can go to my link tree as well. And what else is I going to say? Oh, I started a Substack and I actually wrote about the Ohtani Ipe affair. So if you want to check that out right now, of course, there is a free option and then there is also a paid option on the Substack. So check that out.
It's a must read.
Arigato. Thanks. Yes. So that is all for today's show. We will catch you again in 2 weeks' time when we're reporting back on some actual regular season defending champion Hanshin Tigers action. Thank you, show, for mixing the pod for us. And thank you, Infraction, for the new theme music. We will catch you all next time. Sanjay, have a good one. Thanks.
Arenpa.